Medford and Stetsonville third and fourth graders participated last week in Red Ribbon Week. One of the activities was to write an essay on their hero. The third grade winning essay from Stetsonville Elementary School was turned in by Aiden Grippentrog.
My name is Aiden Grippentrog, Mrs. At's class, Stetsonville. My heroes are my mom and dad because they play with me. They made me happy when my bunny died. They take care of me and give me food. They help me with my homework. They help me build things out of wood. They love me. That is why my mom and dad are my heroes.
Here's the fourth grade winning essay from Stetsonville Elementary School by Jacob Wheezy.
My Hero by Jacob Wheezy, Miss Becker's class. The person who is my hero is the person that I keep busy fixing things for me. He fixes my four-wheeler, bicycles, dirt bike, DS, TV, my little wooden rocking chair, toys that I break, and anything else that needs to be fixed. He rides bike with me. We play badminton, tag, and kickball. He helps me with batting practice and catching. He takes me to my little league games, soccer, and sometimes swimming lessons. He taught me to play chess. This person helps me sight in my guns and teaches me gun safety. We take walks in the woods. He talks to me when we hunt red squirrels. So far, I have not gotten one. One of his friends lives on a lake, and they took us out fishing in a boat. We caught fish, and we had fun. He also helps me build things, and I helped him stain the picnic table. He helps me with my homework. In the winter time, we make snowmen together, and when I was smaller, he used to sail me around in a circle on a saucer. One day, we even had a snowball fight. We don't know who won. I really enjoyed that. We built a snow fort in the woods. One day, when I was quite small, I dropped a little car down the kitchen drain. I wanted it back real bad. He figured a way to flush the car through the pipe and caught it in a strainer. Now we call that car the trouble bug, and I still have it. With my dad working away during the week, my hero is my Grandpa Dale. Thank you, Grandpa Dale, for spending all this time with me. I'm happy to have you around. Love, Jacob.
My guest is Sue Eldoranta. She is the elementary school counselor here at the Medford Area Elementary School and at the Stetsonville Elementary School. They just got finished with a project in both schools called Red Ribbon Week. Sue, if you would please, what is Red Ribbon Week and what are the objectives?
Well, Red Ribbon Week actually started way back in 1985 to commemorate federal agent Enrique Camarena, who died in the hands of drug lords. Every year since then, we have celebrated Red Ribbon Week at our school. This year, our theme was Be a Hero, Help, Encourage, and Respect Others. So we did our usual Red Ribbon activities by educating kids about the pitfalls of drugs, the proper use of medicine, and other activities that area. But this year, we also threw in some hero activities. Miss Retzer, our librarian, found different books at each grade level on what a hero is. And then all the kids, K through 4, either drew a picture of their hero or wrote an essay. In grades 3 and 4, we had a contest, and we have 4 winners from each grade level in grades 3 through 4. Those winners were Ashley Para from Mrs. Jensen's class, Maceda Krug from Mr. Waller's class, Finley Frombach from Mrs. Grunwald's class. Those are all Mays kids. And then Aiden Grippentog from Stetsonville, and he is in Mrs. Ott's class. In fourth grade, our winners from Mays were Charlie Kleist and Shakira Brockhaus. They are from Mrs. Orth's class, and Courtney Gabert from Mrs. Clem. Our Stetsonville winner was from Miss Becker's class, and that is Jacob Wheezy.
Can you share with us, now these were essays written by third and fourth graders, were the essays more real-life heroes or superheroes, or what kind of heroes did the kids tend to gravitate toward?
They mostly chose their parents. We did have one that chose a friend. though we did have some, there's lots of essays and they were so good. And I had our chapter people help Mrs. Weilberg and Mrs. Dallas and Mrs. Fleece help judge these. And all of our winning essays and all of our essays are up at Mays in the cafeteria. So if you're at Mays, you can check that out. And then at Stetsonville, we have a special bulletin board for the first and second place winners. But they were a wide spectrum of parents, teachers, some sports heroes. But a lot of them gravitated to their parents. They were quite touching to read.
Once again, my guest has been Sue Elbaranta. She is the elementary school counselor in Medford and in Stetsonville. And now here are the third grade Red Ribbon essay winners from the Medford Area Elementary School.
My name is Ashley Power from Mrs. Johnson's class at Mace. A hero is someone who has done great things to others, who has courage, and who works hard for someone else. My hero is my mom. She has given her time to make us some food instead of texting with her friends. She has taken care of me when I go to the bus stop so I won't trip or fall. When I was little, I fell off a big slide, and she took me to the hospital so I could get better and not be sick. I saw she was really worried about me. When we were in Wisconsin Dells, my dad went to the store with my sisters because I was too little to go with them. I stayed in the pool with my mom, and she was taking care of me so I would not drown, to sum everything up. I love my mom, and she is my hero. She takes care of me, worries about me, and gives her time for me. She makes me happy.
My name is Finley Frembach from Mrs. Grunewald's class at Mays. My hero is my best friend, Jill. She is helpful when I am sad. She is encouraging when I'm scared to do something. She is respectful of others. When I'm talking, she listens. She is so nice. She tells good jokes. She is the bravest person I know. She is a really good friend. My hero is Jill Galan.
My name is Maceda Krug from Mr. Waller's class at Mays. My heroes are my parents because they provide money, food, and water for me. They listen when I need to talk. They use their money on me for clothes, a house, school, and cars. My parents understand when I need to confess something. My parents help me with problems. When I am sad or mad, they calm me down. But most of all, I love them and I always will. Nothing can ever separate us. That is why they are my heroes.
Coming up shortly, we'll share with you the Red Ribbon Week essay winners from the fourth grade at the Medford Elementary School.